I'm William Cooper, and you're listening to The Hour of the Time, the only hour that ever was or ever will be. For during this hour, you will decide your future, and thus our collective futures. Ladies and gentlemen, our sponsor, Swiss America Trading, has been with us through the thick and through the thin. They have backed this program all the way. They believe in our message. Now, if you really are concerned about your family, your loved ones, if you really care about everything that you've worked for all your life, the sum total of your assets, please do something to protect those assets against what's coming, and please do it now. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Talk to the experts at Swiss America Trading. And they will give you several different ways to protect your assets. Of course, the method you choose is always up to you. But you have an obligation to your family and to yourself to investigate. Call them now. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. The first 200 callers will receive Harry Figge's report entitled Tackle the Debt. Call now, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. While you're at it, folks, mention my name, William Cooper, and you'll receive a free newsletter on protecting your future. Folks, by protecting your future, you're also protecting the future of this broadcast, The Hour of the Time. And, of course, freedom for the world. Call now, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. And you'll be glad that you did.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside let my native country be, land of the noble free, thy name my love. I love thy rocks and rills, thy woods and templed hills, my heart with rapture thrills like that above.
Let music swell the breeze and ring from all the trees sweet freedom song.
Let mortal tongues their silence, break the sound. Hold on. Our Father's God, to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome Tex Mars back to the Hour of the Time. For those of you who weren't listening last night, we talked about an awful lot of things that all of you need to know. If you missed that hour of the Hour of the Time, make sure that you write for a list of available tapes and order that tape, because it's very important that you hear this from other people and not just from me. Tex, welcome back, and you were right in the middle of a very interesting and very important story when we ran out of time last night. Would you like to continue?
I'd be glad to, Bill, because this is such an important and tragic case. And I think it highlights exactly what you were saying on our previous program as well, about how the New Age and the occult world offers people a virtual banquet, a smorgasbord of various beliefs and things to research and look into. Many very fascinating, and yet they can be quite deadly as well. In the end result, spiritually and physically even. You mentioned the breakup of families, for example. The loss of jobs and some of the things that have happened to New Agers along the path or the journey, as they call it, or their quest. I remember I was mentioning that there was a lady here in Austin, Texas, shortly after we had founded our ministry and my book had become a number one bestseller, Dark Secrets of the New Age. She read the book and she came to know Jesus Christ. She came to us here and she began to tell me her story. She had founded the Yoga Center. Her current interest, you might say, or devotion, was to a Hindu female guru, a woman guru named Guru Maya, who also is the guru for Linda Johnson of, Dynasty fame, as well as, she obviously has Jay-Z Knight of Ramtha, too. But also Don Johnson of Miami Vice. So she had become fascinated and enraptured with this female guru, because the lady that I'm talking about had been told of how horrid Christianity was and how it was male-dominated. She was particularly interested in that feminist aspect of Hinduism. In any case, she was 34 years of age. This was just a few years ago. 34 years of age, she sat in my office, and she began to cry and to tell me about her life in the New Age and the occult world. Listen, folks, you need to understand what happened to this young lady. First of all, she said right out of high school, she joined up. She rebelled against her parents. Her father was a Freemason, by the way, and was a high-ranking official in the Presbyterian Church. But she saw through that fake Christianity. And you mentioned the same thing, that some of these people have been hurt from traditional, so-called traditional Christianity, which is not traditional at all.
That's correct.
And this young lady had. She had some very overbearing parents, and she had become very rebellious in her own way. So she left, and she even went on board the ship that L. Ron Hubbard had established off the coast of California, and became almost a cyborg, you might say, or a robot of the L. Ron Hubbard group, Scientology. Now, that lasted about 2 years, and it made her so unsatisfied and so unfulfilled that she went on to something else. She became a priestess in the Catholic Gnostic Church, and she learned everything that there was to learn there. Then she began to dabble with Satanism just a little bit, and witchcraft,
Well, Gnosticism is Satanism.
It is, in fact, exactly.
It is the Luciferian philosophy.
That's right. Then this lady, she didn't find happiness there. She didn't find fulfillment, even though her gurus and such and her leaders had told her this is the place to be in the occult world. So she left that, and she went on a journey. She finally ended up with Sun Bear, one of the leaders in the Native American Indian religion community. And, of course, then she began to study the earth worship, and she partook of the peace pipe in the sweat lodges of the Native American Indian religions.
Before we do something that might isolate some of the good American Indian listeners out there, Sun Bear is not one of the leaders of the American Indian movement at all, or the Native Americans. He is someone who has created a sort of a parody of the American Indian religions in the New Age movement. And if you go to any of his meetings or lectures or anything, you will not find American Indians there anywhere.
Well, that is exactly right, because he's capturing the big bucks.
That's correct.
Of, you might say, the Anglo, the New Age Anglo community.
Right.
Yeah, so you don't see any minorities there at all. You usually see a very affluent, yuppie, upper class or middle class to upper class set of New Agers on their own quest or journeys into the New Age world. And, of course, he's enriched himself quite a bit. She didn't find fulfillment there. She was with Sun Bear. She claimed to have traveled with him extensively for about a year and a half, I believe. Finally, she ended up in Europe. Her knees literally were scarred because she had walked up mountains, literally, toward, sacred pilgrimage sites to worship a certain Hindu guru.
Looking for spiritual enlightenment, looking for God. And, of course, she didn't find it, did she?
She did not find it. And then, finally, she says maybe the answer is feminist power. And since she had been into Hinduism and had gone over to India, she decided to link up with Guru Maya, the new female version, like Sai Baba or Vivekananda, but the female version.
Uh-huh.
And there again, she thought she would get enlightenment. She would become a god woman. But, of course, she did not. She was still more miserable. In fact, she was more miserable than she had ever been. Until finally, one day in her misery, she came across my book. She said she had no idea why she went in a Christian bookstore. She just felt led to go in a Christian bookstore. She had not been in one for years. She thought Christians were totally ridiculous, Bill. Totally uncouth, unsophisticated.
Well, this is what people are taught, and it's reinforced by television and the movies. You never see a Christian in a movie or on television unless they are made to look utterly ridiculous, bigoted, and stupid, and that's not what Christians are.
That's exactly right. Well, she got a copy of my book, Dark Fiction of the New Age. She said she was fascinated by the cover because it had a woman on the cover. Here again, she was in this feminist mode. It had a woman on the cover, but the woman was sort of a witchy-looking woman with pyramids in the background.
Uh-huh.
In other words, Mystery Babylon or Egypt. And she says, I wonder if this has something to do with the New Age and can teach me something, dark secrets. She didn't realize, of course, it was an expose of the New Age movement.
Mm-hmm.
She got it home and she read it, and it turned her life around because she began to see the connections. Then she began to realize that no matter what New Age or occult group she'd been involved in, it all came back to good old Lucifer. And she was totally humiliated by her stupidity, her ignorance, and she just could not believe that she had wasted some 16 years or so of her life in a number of paths on the New Age.
Well, that's exactly the way I felt when I learned that I had been stupid for most of my life, and I'm sure you felt the same way. And my constant message to my listening audience is unless you can realize how really stupid and misled and ignorant you've been, and stand in front of the mirror and admit it to yourself, your life can never be better.
You know, Bill, that is so true. I recall, and I have a confession to make. I actually believed, for example, I guess most Americans did at the time, I thought that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in killing John F. Kennedy. Well, I could not imagine a conspiracy. you see? I mean, I've been a patriotic American. For someone to tell me that the CIA, the FBI, the Mafia, and other groups were working together to kill a president of the United States, I thought that's preposterous.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see now what is going on with the Randy Weaver murder of his wife and his son, what happened in Waco, the things that, Bill, that you and I know about, the things, for example, you exposed, the MJ-12, the UFO cover-up, those kinds of things, now I realize, 10 years ago, if I had read your book, I would have said, well, I can't believe this. Bill Cooper, he seems very intelligent, but how could he be so, I mean, so insane? He's weird. And I think, in fact, if I had read a book by Tex Mars 10 years ago, I would have said, well, that Tex Mars is some kind of a wacko. You know, I can understand the mental set. From the time we're very small, we are told what history is. We're spoon-fed certain things, certain understandings by the media and by the controlled press and such. And I must confess that I'm even a latecomer on a number of these things, but I tell you, over the last, let's say, 6 or 7 years, Bill, I've done my homework to catch up, because I decided, you know the old saying, fool me once, shame on you.
Right.
Fool me once, shame on me. So I'm not going to be fooled again, and I'll tell you, the disinformation that they send our way is
just
absolutely...
It's overwhelming. It's just overwhelming, and it is mind-boggling. And for the average person who just will not get out there and start looking and researching and listening and determining what the truth is and what the lies are, it's no wonder that everybody feels so tired and so drained of energy and so spiritually blank. And they feel like everything's falling apart around them, and they can't see an enemy that's doing it. They don't know what's happening to them, and so... So they're, little by little, they're sort of dying inside. And that's exactly what these things are supposed to do to people. They neutralize people so that they can't stand up and be empowered and fight back and save the things that we know should be saved, that are good, that lead to a good life and a good nation and ultimately a good world.
You know, Bill, that is true. And that's very prophetic, too, as well. The Bible says in Revelation 13, and I'm a big believer in Bible prophecy, it talks about this war between the people of God and the Antichrist system, the beast system in the last days. It says that the beast system shall make war with the saints of God and overcome them for a time. And I think what we have to realize in our tiredness, and, you know, Paul, the Apostle Paul himself says... He basically told us, don't become tired out in your well-doing. He knew that people fighting evil, the true men and women of God, would become exhausted. And here is where it says that they will make war with the saints and overcome them. What we have to realize, though, if you continue to read in Bible prophecy, you're going to find just a few more chapters in Revelation, that the saints of God overcome the beast. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about a physical struggle that we overcome. I believe that the first century Christian church overcame the beast system of their time, the Roman Empire. Of course, Satan devised other tactics and methods and organizations to try to make a comeback, and he's been very successful over the centuries.
Extremely successful.
Extremely successful. But the Bible says that we are the overcomers. I'm always heartened and encouraged by Daniel, the book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 10, Bill. What it says there is that in the last days, that's in the last days now, it says many of God's people will be tried in the fires and purified by suffering and conflict. And boy, that's sort of scary. And it says something else, though. It says, and the wicked of the world will not understand, but the wise shall understand. Now, that's a promise from God. I am convinced, Bill, that the people listening to this program right now, they didn't tune in because, you know, their fingers hit a little lick and they're at this frequency, or they're not listening to this program for any reason other than that God wanted them to tune in and to listen. And I believe if they're wise, and what does that mean? It simply means that they have Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior? Do they have the Holy Spirit inside them to testify whether these things are true? And if they do, I guarantee every person out there, if you are a Christian and you will ask the Holy Spirit to guide you, then we're told specifically in Daniel chapter 12, verse 10, you will understand what Bill Cooper and Tex Mars are talking about. Now, there are many, Bill, that are not going to understand. They're going to say, this is silly, this is crazy, this can't be. And then the Bible says, though, that the wise, the prudent, see the evil coming before it reaches them, and they take steps. That's what it says in the Bible. They take steps to avoid the evil when they can. But it says the ignorant perish because they don't know about the evil that's overcoming them. So very clearly,
my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Perish for lack of knowledge. And regrettably, the Bible says that only the few shall understand. This makes us, in a way, appear as elitist, but all I can say is that's what Jesus said. He says, narrow is the way.
That's correct. You know, Tex, it's ever since I started this show, I've made it clear to everyone out there that I am a messenger. I have a message to deliver. I've also made it very clear to people that this is not a religious program. This is a program to awaken and empower people. And I've tried to make clear to them that no matter what they believe, whether they're an atheist, whether they're a Christian, whether they're a Muslim, whether they're a Jew, it doesn't make any difference. Whatever they believe, notwithstanding, at the very heart and soul of everything that's happening in the world today are religious events that happened centuries and thousands of years ago. And everybody has to understand this, and we're at the fork of the road, and everyone must choose the right fork or the left fork, and their life for eternity is going to depend upon that choice.
That's right. You know, in our last program, we talked a little bit, for example, about Jews. And I mentioned that, and you did, in fact, very accurately, that the three groups that have been chosen, called out, you might say, to be extinguished, destroyed, in the coming years, are the fundamentalist Christians and the fundamentalist Islamic community and the Orthodox Jews. Now, that doesn't mean that you and I agree with fundamentalist Muslims and Orthodox Jews.
That's correct.
In fact, I know for a fact that many in the Orthodox Jewish community, for example, hate Christians. And they do everything, despitefully so, to harm Christianity. But nevertheless, they do so in great ignorance. And I have sympathy for even these Orthodox Jews and the Orthodox Muslims, because, as you've so well stated, they have been chosen to be victims, and I believe in their ignorance of what Christians really are and who God really is. In their ignorance, they are going to join forces. I believe the Orthodox Jews will go along with this beast system in the end. They'll get their temple in Jerusalem and all of those things. They'll be promised. There'll be a very, you might say, a tenuous relationship there, but no doubt... this is already going on. I read that recently that Baron Rothschild has been donating incredible amounts of money to various Orthodox Judaism projects.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things he's done, they've just had a new building built for their Supreme Court in the nation of Israel. Now, the interesting thing about this huge, incredible structure is that Mr. Rothschild, and you and I both know he's part of the Illuminati, he and Rockefeller combined, no doubt, are the two richest men in the world. Rothschild, it was stated, gave $15 million toward the building of this. One of the things that he asked for, and they very kindly, I guess you might say, gave him, the Israeli government, he stated that he wanted the library, of the Supreme Court of Israel building to be shaped architecturally in the form of a pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that. So they have a library in the shape of a pyramid. And, of course, that's the same thing you find at the United Nations Meditation Room. In the shape of a pyramid lying down. And but here they're taking money from Rothschild over there.
Sure.
And, of course, Rothschild is a Jew, but the fact is that, listen, Rothschild is no friend, believe me, of the Orthodox Jews.
No, Rothschild has no God, doesn't believe in any God
exactly.
Other than the God of the, humanism. He believes that man is God.
And, that's right, but many people say, well, you see, Rothschild's involvement in the Illuminati proves the Jewish conspiracy. Well, of course, it does prove that there are elements among Jews, racially and otherwise, that are part of the conspiracy. But my point is that I believe that Orthodox Judaism, in their ignorance of Christianity, are going to fall right in line with these people. They're going to give them everything they want. And it's going to be an incredible series of events. I'm convinced there will be a tremendous cataclysmic war in the Middle East.
Absolutely. Let me tell you what I believe, Tex. I believe that that Israel is being set up, and that the state of Israel was only created to bring about the fulfillment of prophecy to neutralize large sections of the populace and actually get most of the Christian or the mainstream Christian churches to support the bringing about of the New World Order, because this will help them be with Jesus quicker, so they are propelling us into it. Actually, in their ignorance, they are bringing it about quicker and maybe even more terrible than it might have been if things had transpired without that happening. I believe that Israel will be set up. I believe that as soon as this group comes to power, you have to understand that Jews are one of the lowest percentages of ethnic populations on the face of this earth, and that they will be, in fact, eliminated. I believe that the state of Israel will be completely destroyed, and I think, from my investigations and from talking to some of these people who know, who are on the inside and who no longer even try to hide it, that the New Jerusalem and the New Temple will be built here in the United States of America.
Well, that would be an interesting statement. Of course, we know the Bible says that eventually Jesus will return and he will rebuild the tabernacle himself.
That's correct.
So, you know, the tabernacle, the temple, wherever it will be built, whether in Jerusalem or here,
well, you know,
built by human hands, I'm afraid, is going to be used for some very notorious and very sinister purposes.
That's correct. The sacrifice will come back, including human sacrifice. We're looking at some terrible things coming down in the future. I know a lot of people out there are shaking their heads and they're saying that this is absolutely insane. These people are crazy. But and for new listeners, I can understand that. For old listeners, I've given them such a background of information and a product of research, and I've given them books to go look in for themselves. And we've had over 26 hours just on the secret societies and the mystery religion that's bringing this about. And you and I know that it's the old mystery religion of Babylon, the concept that man was held prisoner in the Garden of Eden by an unjust, vindictive God in the chains of ignorance, and he was set free by Lucifer through his agent Satan with the gift of intellect, and by the use of that intellect, man himself will become God. It's the promise of Satan to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden that if they eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge, they will be as God, and that God had lied to them. They will not surely die. And right now, I know in laboratories they are working feverishly to protect the genetic engineering to bring about the new super, what they call the root race, who will live forever, will be immortal. They are trying to take the genes out of the genetic strain that cause man to age and die.
Well, of course, there are so many experiments along those lines. You know, one of the things, Bill, people need to understand, and I'm always, I'm sort of amused when people say, well, I believe in everything that you say, or Bill Cooper, I understand what you're saying, but I can't go along with Bible prophecy. It's simply because they have not read Bible prophecy for themselves. And, of course, if you're not led by God, you're not going to understand it very much anyway. It will be a bunch of gobbledygook to you.
We've got to take our break, folks. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this very short pause.